RTRFM, Damo here, sitting in for Taylor on breakfast. Now, well, folks, you know I'm a sucker for any hot air balloon-themed community event. After all, hey, I'm only human. And it just so happens that the National Balloon Championships, well, they're in full swing in our very own Northam. The whole thing ties in with the Shire of Northam's Elate Festival, which kicked off last Saturday. But now, things are heating up, as the actual championship has kicked well into gear with everything coming to a head this Saturday. Here to bring us up to speed is commercial balloon pilot and event spokesperson Donna Tasker. Donna, g'day.
Good morning.
Donna, first of all, where are you?
I'm at about 1,000 feet above the ground, just south of Northam right at this moment.
And there we go. What's the weather like out there or up there?
It is absolutely stunning. They do not come much nicer than what we're looking at this morning. We've got a little bit of fog in the valley, a little bit of mist in the bottom of the valley along the river. Looking at it, 21 competition balloons, another probably 6 commercial balloons, and the conditions are absolutely ideal, beautiful.
Well, I'm looking out of a window in Mount Lawley at a block of flats, so that's and some trees, which is quite nice. Donna, just want to get into the mechanics. Well, no, actually, not the mechanics first. Is this the optimal weather for hot air ballooning?
Absolutely, it is. Look, we had a bit of a staggered start, I guess, because we had a little bit of rain in that front that came through. But the weather that we're getting now is just absolutely, it's ideal. We've got very light winds on the surface. It's cold out here this morning, probably about 5 to 7 degrees. But a light sort of southerly up into a bit of a stronger sort of southwesterly, and it's just beautiful, beautiful condition.
And this is authentic too. You can hear the burners going on. You can hear people talking. This is about as real as it gets.
It doesn't get any more real than this. No, you're right.
So just on the competition itself, what are the mechanics of the championships? They've been in full swing now for a couple of days. Can you walk through us listening at home how these races are actually held?
So it's not really a race. Mm. It's basically the balloonists navigating their balloons to targets that are laid out on the ground. And then they have to get their balloons as close as they possibly can to the targets and then throw a little marker out. And the ones that gets the closest basically will get the most points. And then over the course of the week, all those points will be added up for all the different tasks that they're doing. And whoever gets the most points wins.
So it's like a giant version of bowls. Like you just, whoever gets closest to the mark.
Pretty much. But then there are some little curly ones that they put in there in the middle of it where they'll do three-dimensional tasks where they have to do, you know, be at a certain height at a certain time and then mark it on a logger because they all have a little logger that they take with them so they can see exactly what tracks they've done. So there's a few other little more technical things that they do. But the mechanics are basically fly as close as you can to the target, throw your marker and then you win.
Well, see, if you're at a bowls club, the North Perth Bowls Club, and you're having a pint, just remember, you're basically hot air ballooning. That's amazing.
But look, the weather's really good here for the next couple of days. So this morning, they will be flying this afternoon as well. So if anyone wants to jump in the car, come out from Perth this afternoon. We're flying tomorrow morning again, probably tomorrow afternoon, and then on Saturday there's the key grab. So come on out, check out the Facebook page, and come and have a look at some balloons because the weather's really good. It's great.
Well, that's awesome because, as we say, this is still going on. So you can absolutely take part and you can absolutely enjoy it still. Just real quick, Donna, what are the attributes of a good hot air balloon rider?
You've got to be flexible, you've got to be, you know, willing to change and you think on the run all the time, I guess, is probably the main thing, and just go with it. You know, we can only go where the wind takes us, and that's what we've got to work with. So if you're a massive control freak and you know, you've got to be able to feel like you're in control all the time, which we are, but we use the elements and we just go with it. But it's a very... it's almost like meditation a bit because you're quite clued in and, you know, you're just going with what you've got on the day. You can't control all those other things.
Yeah, you're riding in a giant metaphor. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Are there any local legends we should be getting behind in this competition?
Look, we've got a few local pilots here. But they're probably not up there with the top. But Nicola Scaife, you can watch her. She was the women's world champion a couple of years running. So she's here with her husband Matthew, Sean Kavanagh, who they're all from over in New South Wales. But no, I mean the Clemens boys are here. Joel Tetlow's out here as well. So no, it's great.
We do have a question on our text line. Just wondering whether you do experience turbulence in a hot air balloon. I'd imagine so.
No, not really. Oh. We go with the wind.
Yeah.
So you don't really feel that. You actually don't even really feel the wind.
Damn. So it's just a relaxing, meditative sort of experience.
Yeah. Look, the only time you normally feel the wind on your face is like when you're climbing and descending into different wind levels and directions. Sometimes there are some bumps on landing, but, you know, we brief our passengers. Safety is number one. We get them in good landing positions and we're professionals with what we do. And then with the commercial guys, a lot of them have come through commercial pilots as well. But it's a very safe sport. You know, we only fly in calm conditions generally. So.
Yeah, not trying to tempt fate or be a hero. Donna, how did you yourself get into hot air ballooning? Just real quick.
One flight and I was ruined. That was it.
Oh, really?
My life, yeah.
Love it first fly.
Yeah, first flight. Knew exactly that that's what I needed to do, and that's exactly what I did. So sort of, you know, 25 years later, I'm still hanging around.
Oh, is there much of a national community? Is there a big, do you go to like weekly or monthly catch-ups, clubs?
No, look, I mean, this annual thing that we're doing, and it's been a few years since we've been able to do this because of COVID and, you know, trying to get other things organised. So this has been, there's been a big lead-up to trying to get this happening again. Yeah, it's not a massive community, but we all know each other and we all get on, and yeah, it's good.
And finally, Donna, I know the championships are still going on, but for Northam's partner, have they put on a good show?
Oh, brilliant show, brilliant show. Saturday night with the Elevate Festival, they managed to get the balloons up, which was good. So, no, it's been good, and it'll be good into the weekend, so people can come on out and see them. We've also got the Women's World Championships coming up in September, so there's going to be a fair bit of ballooning going on out.
Oh, okay, bit of ballooning going on. I like it. Donna, thank you so much. As we said, morning, afternoon flights today and Friday, and Saturday morning, there's so many more opportunities for people to come down and just see this spectacle, hey?
Yep. Hey, see everyone here.
Hey, well, there you go. You wouldn't want to disappoint Donna. Thank you so much, Donna. Much appreciated.
No worries. See you later. Bye.
That was the Donna, who's a spokesperson for the hot air balloon community. Oh, she might not be, but I'm appointing her as official spokesperson for the hot air balloon community. I feel like they need that. Like, I love looking at it, but, you know, you don't hear much about it. Where are they? I guess they're up 1,000 feet in the air, aren't they? RTRFM Breakfast Demo. You get on down to that too. Northam Sick sounds like a great, wholesome community event. What else are you doing? If the weather's fine, as it will be, you don't really have an excuse.